proof, isn't it? And hopefully we can learn some things today that will, how do I want to say this? Make you a better person, because that's first. And then be able to help you to help others that are important in your life. You know, I'm going to tell you right off that every one of us needs to really expand, not only mentally, which is important, but we need to expand, shall I say, emotionally and spiritually at the same time, to learn to include and to help and heal others, because that is a Christian's true ministry. You know, you talk about coming to church, and we think that, boy, we came to church and we got helped on the inside, but there's way more than that. I was visiting a little bit with David and with Ronnie earlier, and I'm going to pass something on to you. The early church, Christ himself taught his disciples many of the healing things that he did. It's true, isn't it? And then he turns to his disciples after one of his greatest miracles, and he turns to them and he looks to Adam and he says, "And greater things than these will ye do, because ye believe in me." Wasn't it? And having said that, he proceeded to then show them things that have been lost to us. Now, I'm going to share this with you because I think it's important for us to understand. Look at your Old Testament. Who was the one that was given all the healing modalities in the Old Testament? To whom was it given? The high priest and the priests were the healers. Weren't they? Christ came on the scene and he becomes the ultimate healer. Doesn't he? He taught his disciples. They went out, healed multitudes, preached the gospel, and with the gospel came all the healing things that the disciples did. Look at Peter walking down the street and people laying a handkerchief out there so that they can take it home and lay it on their loved one and they're healed by that. Or the shadow of a disciple falling on them healed them. Is that miraculous? Of course. How does it happen? By the power of God, doesn't it? It's pretty easy for us to recognize that. But how did that power get lost? I don't walk down the street today and see people, you know, just being like a jumping beans, you know, healed. How did that power get lost? I don't want to tromp on any toes this morning, but I'm going to say it just like it is, okay? And I hope you don't chase me out with a big stick or something. What has actually happened is after the disciples were gone and the early church formed its churchhood, it became corrupt. The organization became corrupt in the fact that it was more interested in controlling the people that were within its group than they were interested in them being made whole. All right? So what happened with that is the early church said, "Boy, that's, you know, all this healing stuff, that's kind of, we don't like that. So the early church at that point lost their witness for God by the miracles that were performed. And they let science take over that aspect, and they said, all right, from now on, we're just interested in healing the soul. And we're going to do that by, you're going to live by our little book of rules and regulations. I ran into a problem with some friends of mine. They were talking about churches and different things, and I just looked at them and I said, and I was telling David this, which church was it that Christ started? None of them. He never started a church. He started believers, didn't he? Just some interesting facts connected with it. I want us this morning to realize that all healing comes from God. All healing. If that's herbal, that was God given. And God directed. You know, we really need to give God the credit and the thanks for all. Every bit of it. But at the same time, you know, you can talk about spiritual healing, and we spoke to somebody yesterday about, and I need to speak to Janet some more about that in depth, of some emotional healing. Anybody think you might need some emotional healing? Anybody ever been there? It's terribly important. And God has given us tools with essential oils and things like that to do that. And that's as big a part of God Himself as anything else. How else can you explain putting one drop of frankincense oil on the bottom of your foot and within a tenth of a second it's in your brain? Explain that to me, taking God out of the equation. How does that happen? In a tenth of a second, your blood doesn't flow that fast. Does it? Circulation did not carry that far. You can measure it. Science can measure it. The frequency of that. And talking about science, you know, science is just actually a way of us actually proving what happens, isn't it? That's really all it is. I like science because I like proof, don't you? But at the same time, I don't put my faith in science. I like to jump beyond the box where science says that it can happen and trust God and watch a miracle happen. And that's the reason why I think it's important for us as Christians to learn all we can about healing and the different ways that God heals. You know, sometimes you have to get outside the box. Sometimes we have to say, all right, the book says this, but I kind of feel urged to do this. Anybody ever do that? And then what do you find? A miracle on the other side of that. My wife one day came in and she says, did you know that the rose quartz stone, she says, did you know that that'll heal a sore throat? And I said, no, it won't. I said, the book says that's for da 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 da, and I named all the different things that the books all say regarding that. She says, it will cure a sore throat. And I said, well, I don't know. Well, a few days later, I had a sore throat. And in comes Bobby with a big old piece of rose quartz we had, about this big, big old chunk of it. And I said, what are you doing? She says, hold that on your throat. I said, it won't work for a sore throat. I said, that's not what it's for. Well, I was doing something else, and she just comes up behind me and just sticks it on my throat. And in less than 30 seconds, my sore throat was gone. And I've done it many times since, and it works. It works. Sometimes we have to go beyond the box and get outside the box to find the miracle, don't we? Some of those things are, people just shake their head and look at me and say, yeah, but what is wrong with you? Rose quartz, it's a quartz stone. It's kind of got a rosy color. And it's, I mean, there's a whole, if any of you ever want to study that a bit, here someplace. I do whole classes on it, by the way. There's just a little tiny sample of the class that I do on it. All different kinds of stones, what it does and what it will do. I will give you an example. He had a young man. I was going to be doing a class on the stones and how they work. And there was a young man came in and he said, I don't know what's wrong with me. But he says, I have a, it's like a boil, but he says it never comes to a head. And he said, it is so sore that a lot of the time I can hardly wear my pants because it's right back here. And he says, it hurts so bad I can hardly live with it. And I said, here. And I just reached over and I picked up a black obsidian, an Apache tear. It was about that big around. I said, here, take that home with you. Put a piece of tape on it, tape it right on that spot. He's like, do what? I said, tape that right onto the spot. And I says, try it. I said, just try it. He came back the next day and he said, how did you know what that would do? And I played dumb and I said, what did it do? Said, I taped that on there, and he says, within 3 hours, that thing opened up, all the junk drained out of it, and he said, I put the stone back on it, and he says, 3 hours later, it opened up again and drained the rest of the stuff out of it, and he says, look at that. He's pushing on. He says, there's no soreness. He says, that's the first time in 5 years that I haven't had that. He said, how did you know that? I looked at it and I said, well, I said, that's what black obsidian is supposed to do. It's a drawing stone. It will pull. Just like you would use a poultice to draw, it will do the same thing. Same frequencies, same things work right there to pull that out. He was like, I can't believe that can happen. The miracle is outside the box. Most people have misplaced their faith. They put their faith in medicine. They put their faith in this. They put their faith in that. I want to get you this morning to refocus and focus on what God has and what He's given us and the opportunity that He has given us right here this morning to learn how to use what He's given us. Some of it is just the energies that are in our own hands. And we're going to deal with that a little bit. How many of you want to learn about that? Let me see hands. Okay. How many of you are very interested in some herbal things? Okay. How many of you, let's just write quick. Christy, help me out again. Let's do like we did before with the, so that we kind of list, write down the energies. And a little bit on the herbal things. What else do we need to learn? I want to try to teach you things today that you can use for your families, the ones that you care about, that will help them to heal and whatever they need. So tell me what you need.
Mm-hmm. And so he thought it was carpal tunnel.
That's actually pain in the veins, and yeah, that. But we can do that with an energy. We can straighten that out with an energy field, and we'll talk about that. Janet, what's that? Yes, we can do some of the emotional. Yes, sure can. Try the blue one. See if we had better luck there, Christy. We may end up with red or green. Okay. What else? Anybody else? Yeah. Seizures? Okay. Perfect. Let's just talk about that. Because seizures, that's a whole deal all of its own. You have somebody who is having seizures. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. SEI. There you are. Yeah. And brain fog. Sleep patterns, okay? You got it a little bit more. Anything else? Chronic joint pain. I'm glad that you brought that one up because that is so interesting. Can be. Mm-hmm.
Toxins.
Accumulated, that's called. Any others? Come on, you got more than that. Yeah. Parasites, okay? Very good. Anybody that thinks they don't have them is fooling themselves. That's kind of a scary thought, but it's honest truth. We'll make it work. I mean, one way or another.
Asthma.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Asthma is a very interesting ailment, I guess I'm going to put it that way. Very interesting ailment. Yes. Allergies. Okay. Wow, you really got it going now. Okay. Yeah. Let's do, just put down yeast infections or candida. I don't care either way. But candida is a major, major problem.
High blood pressure. And also acid reflux.
Acid reflux, okay. You're going faster than your ankle let you, Christy. Can be, but it may be something totally different than arthritis. Mm-hmm. It can be about five other things other than arthritis. Mm-hmm. Diabetes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Of all those things that are up there on the board, any of you have any of those things? Okay. If you have those things, you come up and get Christy to put your name by that, whatever it is, so that we can actually use you today to demonstrate how that can change. Okay? You willing to do that?
Who's the first guinea pig?
That's okay. Christy can come back there. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That probably has to do with about four or five things that are involved in that. Yes, Jen. Okay. 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 For the emotional. Yeah. Joint pain? Okay.
Blood pressure?
Okay. Yeah. There you are. Yes. Okay. You want the sleep pattern ones? Good deal. Because we're going to have a lot of variations of sleep pattern problems. And we'll deal with each one of them a little bit differently. And I trust that most of you will either take notes or when we are doing these things that you'll be trying to get it in your head of how to work with that. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's sacrocranial alignment. That's what that's called, and that's a big word, but just put head alignment. We can deal with that. Yes. Sure. Okay. Now, my wife would put me on the chronic pain. Acid reflux? Good. Where are we there? There we are. Lack of mental clarity. Yeah. You can't think. No. Let's put back pain and leg pain. Okay. Anybody have varicose vein pain? Okay. Because I want to address that this morning because Edna brought that up to me yesterday when I was working on her, and I said I didn't do a whole lot because I said I want to save that for tomorrow. Foot pain? Sure. Okay. Yeah. You are so right, David. Yes. Back pain?
Put her. I drew a blank. Your name. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, some of this won't take very long because we can combine two or three together and it won't take very long, but as you can see, we are dealing with a whole host of problems, aren't we? And most of us are very, very good at ignoring our problems so that we can continue on with our life, aren't we? And we ignore a lot of the things that our body is trying to tell us. And in doing that, we set ourselves up for that just becoming like a domino effect that just keeps triggering a lot of other things. So interesting that so many times when I work on people, and after I've worked on them for a while, they'll say, I didn't tell you about this, but I've had da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is that, you know, and I've had that for a long time. Now that I no longer have, let's just say that like the foot pain thing, now that I no longer have the foot pain, now I'm noticing that my hip has been hurting me more than usual, or now that my not dealing with so much with the foot pain, now it's in my neck, or you know, and I'll have people say, did that pain just move up to that other spot? No, you were so busy concentrating on this pain that you didn't even notice the other one. You know, and so sometimes I say the body has its own agenda on the way it wants to heal. And you can try as hard as you want to try to force it to do something else. All you're going to do is set yourself up for failure. You know, let's just take the diabetes for just a moment. And come on up, because we might as well start. If we talk about diabetes, what is causing the diabetes? Could be a whole host of things. You can come right on up. Have a seat up here. Oh, that's okay. If you're waiting for a phone call, that's fine. But, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, let's just have you a seat right up here for just a second. We could say, knowing right off the bat, that probably if there's diabetic problems, there's probably several things that are actually involved in that. Number one, the pituitary gland and the pineal gland are both misfunctioning, in all probability. But probably not both sides of those glands. It's probably just one side of that gland that's misfunctioning. Both of those little glands, pineal gland's about the size of a small pea, and the pituitary gland's a little bit larger, but both of them are dual hemisphere glands. In other words, they're made up of two parts. And what happens with diabetes is we end up with a situation where half of the gland is not working properly. Kind of interesting that low blood sugar affects one side, high blood sugar affects the other side, and the pineal gland is an assistant to the pituitary. So we know that those two are probably not working correctly. You ask a question. What was it, Ronnie?
I got low sugar.
You got low sugar? And in all probability, it is your right side of your... right side of your pituitary gland that's not working correctly. Most of the time. If it was high sugar, it would be the left side most of the time. And we work on those spots by a little spot on the toe, on the big toe. And there's two, one for the pineal gland, one for the pituitary gland. Oftentimes, yes?
Tell them how many
pressure points?
In the foot.
You have about 208 pressure points on the bottom of each foot. Approximately 208 on the bottom of each foot. That doesn't count the ones that are on the top and on the sides, but that's just on the bottom. So, but anyway, a lot of times the thyroid is a culprit in causing diabetes. If not, it can be the pancreas itself. You can have adrenal insufficiency that causes some diabetic issues. Okay? So all those systems have to work together to make everything work right. Don't they? You got a lot of things working together to try to make the pancreas work correctly. And then we end up with a situation that's called insulin resistance. Okay? That's really not even a problem of the pancreas. How many of you knew that? Did you know that? That is a cellular condition. That is happening at the cellular level. That those, here comes the molecule of insulin along, and it comes up there and it knocks on the door of the cell. And this happens jillions of times a minute. knocks on the door of the cell, and the cell says, I got plenty of insulin. I don't need any. Go away. So what happens? The sugar keeps building in the cell because the insulin was not there to break down the sugar. Well, then along comes the blood going through the kidneys, and it says, wow, the kidney says, there's so much sugar here, I don't know what to do with it. So it throws it off into the urine. Now you've got doctors saying, wow, you've got diabetes because you've got sugar in your urine. Yeah, you've got insulin resistance. So what are they going to do? Let's just give you enough insulin so when instead of it knocking on the door of the cell, let's just knock the cell open and let's get some results. So they do. What happens? You still have the eye problems. You still have the neuropathies that go with diabetes. You still have all the vein deterioration that goes on with diabetes. The kidneys still fail. Was insulin the answer? Yeah. Isn't that exciting? That the doctors, you know, they take the shotgun approach.
That's why your organs start deteriorating.
Absolutely. That's the reason why you see diabetics that they've been on insulin for a while and then all at once they just begin to lose weight and they just go downhill and they just become a little tiny husk of the person that they used to be. How many of you have watched it happen? Have you watched it happen? That's why. It's total body deterioration. The muscle is actually getting used up, burned up. Yeah, it can happen in a couple months. You know, I've seen it happen dramatically. Let's have you take your shoe off a second, and I'll show you something.
Doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're going to do both. So, you're good. You know, if you hadn't have, it'd have been all right. Okay. Those of you who want to look and learn, if you want to gather up close, that's fine. But the pineal gland is a little gland. It's going to show up. The pressure point is going to show up as a little point right here at the tip of his toe, right up in here. And he's probably going to say, wow, quit sticking that pin in there. Is that one pretty sore or just not too bad? See, it's probably going to be on the other toe. Do you? Okay. Okay. It's actually the nerve quits sending the correct response, partly due to circulatory problems and partly due to a nerve deterioration. That one a little tender in there? Not too bad? Okay. So let's check thyroid. Thank you, Ronnie. Yeah, that'd work perfect. Then he doesn't have to hold his foot quite as high. Okay, so we went to the pituitary, pineal gland here, pituitary here, thyroid right here. Okay? Okay, what I'm finding is probably his thyroid is one of the major culprits in making his diabetes. Okay? So typically I tell somebody, say, you know, iodine is what the thyroid has to have to function. So take some iodine, get some plain old orangey iodine, paint a spot on the inside of your thigh about the size of a silver dollar. See how long that orangey color lasts. It should stay there for 24 hours. If it doesn't, your body is absorbing that in through your skin to take right up to your thyroid to help repair it. Keep putting it on there until it'll stay for 24 hours. A lot of times your diabetes disappears. Alternate sides. I mean, it's just a matter of us learning what we need to do to correct the problem, isn't it? Simple. Yes. Okay, let me check a spot right here. Is that one sore? Okay, that's his parathyroids. Right under the collarbones, right up in here. On either side, his parathyroids are trying to take over the job that his thyroid should be doing to keep his immune system up high enough so that he doesn't get colds and flus and things so easy. Yeah, it's pretty sore in there. Yeah. Okay, this spot right here is for the thyroid itself. A little tender. Yeah. Thyroid makes three things for you. Bobby, keep me going straight. Pancreas makes three things for you. It makes brain food, it makes insulin, and it makes digestive enzymes. Now, when you have diabetes and you have the brain fog issue, this side is always terribly sore because this is part of the spot that makes the brain food for you. That's pretty sore. And a very specific brain food. It's actually a brain ether, they call it. It's a very, I guess I would say, volatile form of sugar. Mm-hmm. You can put it on any fatty tissue. There's typically more fatty tissue on the inside of the leg than there is on the outside because you've got more muscle tissue on the outside. But, mm-hmm. The other thing that's very interesting is that's pretty close to some blood vessels in there that can carry quickly. Yeah. Let's take off that other shoe and let's just check those spots. Let's just see what's going on here. You know, I've had people with diabetes that came in, they were on medication, and we worked on them for a while, and some of them are clear off their medication. They're not taking any anymore. You know, to me, that's the awesome part. Okay, this would be the pineal gland again. Not too bad, is it? So see, his is not a glandular issue as far as, you know, his glands being all out of whack. It's a thyroid. That one's got just a little bite to it, but not too bad. Is it? No. Yeah. Oh, the thyroid is just... yeah, his other foot's going. It's wanting to kick me. yeah. I'm really not pressing that hard. No, I'm pushing about that hard.
Yeah,
it just one of the guys I work on, he says, Morris, if I ever find that pencil sharpener that you run your fingers in, I am going to crush it. Okay, this will be right on the pancreas itself. That's a little bit, but not too bad, is it? He's making plenty of insulin. But the thyroid is setting him up for insulin resistance. A little bit in there. He's a little low on digestive enzymes. So I usually recommend get you some digestive enzymes from the health food store. Start taking them one a day until you kind of build some of that up again. Is that one sore? That's the adrenal gland. So we're probably seeing that the adrenal gland, he's a little bit adrenal insufficient. They're being overworked, trying to compensate. Because the adrenal will burn off sugar the same as insulin. But it does that by burning it by muscle activity. So I think you're fixable. The other thing is, let me show right quick. If I did those spots just like what I did there, and then give me your other foot there, the one that's the very worst for the neuropathy, okay? Tell me how your neuropathy is. Do you have the pain, the numbness, or the burning sensation, or what do you have?
Pain and numbness.
Pain and numbness. I'm going to show you.
Actually, a year ago, right about now, I stepped on a nail.
Uh-huh.
Didn't
even know it was there. That neuropathy, that pain, all that, comes from nerve problems in the calf of the leg. I'm going to slide up here. I'm going to press some spots. I will probably get kicked, okay? I'm going to press some spots here on the inside of his leg. He didn't even know they had sore spots there, probably. Yeah, that is.
I can feel it.
That's just like, it's like I'm putting knives into his legs, guys. No, not even close. It's, I'm sorry, dude, that's pretty bad.
That hurts. Is that what you did last night? You came up the arm?
I actually was following a nerve up your arm, Ronnie.
Okay, now, this is where the whole self-help comes.
Yes.
But
find somebody who can. His wife. Yeah. Okay.
Learn. He just hit one there.
Yeah. He got one right there that just about lift you off. And actually what I'm doing is let me just slide his pants leg up here so that we can actually see. Okay. I'm pressing right on the inside of his leg in there. He might kick you. Okay. And then right up the back of his leg. Yeah. Yeah, it'll about take you away. And then I usually end up using two fingers and just massaging right in behind the bone in there. Now, when you get up into this part here, it starts getting really tender. But if you will massage that like that, pretty firm massage. Massage that every day. In probably less than a month, his neuropathy will be so diminished he won't even know he has it anymore.
Yeah. It almost does, yeah. Between that and the pain.
Yeah. But yeah, it will take care of it.
Okay.
Now, what's really interesting is when I first started working on him, his foot was pretty chilly, pretty cool because of the diminished circulation and stuff in there. Yeah. Ice cold. You start working on that, that'll go away. It's. Yeah,
exactly.
That'll work. Yeah, that'll work.
Anything else? You're doing good. Keep it going.
Now, one of the things that I will tell you that really works well on this neuropathy thing is a tennis ball. If nothing else, take the tennis ball, hold it in your hand, and just kind of use it to be a massager. Or lay down on the floor and run your leg back and forth on that. You'll find those sore spots in there. Work them out. As you work them out, that whole thing will quit.
So pansy.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, already probably you notice a difference in the feeling in your foot.
What about a softball?
Softball's too hard.
Okay. Wow.
But you do that and it won't be long and you will be back to normal. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
When the first person I ever worked on with neuropathy was an elderly lady who had neuropathy for quite a while, but hers was the kind that gives you a sensation of being scalded, you know, just a burning sensation. She said it started at her feet and would go clear up to her chest. And she says, it's just like scalding water is being poured on me. And she'd about go crazy. I mean, I can only imagine what it had to be like. And her husband asked me, he says, is there anything that we can do for that? And I said, yes. I said, there is. But I said, I'm going to do something that's going to look so crazy that you're not even going to probably, you're going to think I lost my marbles. And he says, what are you going to do? I said, I want her feet bare. And I said, I want her where she can kind of lean back, you know, so that she could put her feet straight out. And I actually just put my hands on the bottom of her feet. And I just held them there for about 5 minutes. And she was like, I don't know what's going on, but I can feel that clear through my whole body. She says, whatever he's doing, she said to her husband. I massaged the calves of her legs just like what I did with you and did the reflexology points. He came in the next morning. Now, she was having 8 of those episodes a day of that scalding sensation. He came in the next morning and he said, since you worked on my wife, she has only had one episode of that, and it only went to her ankles. And she was just beside herself, happy. I worked on her 2 or 3 times, and I showed him how to do it. And he says, I find that if when those episodes start, if like pretty quickly I'll put my hands on the bottom of her feet, he said, they totally subside. We don't have any more of that.
Is it just the pressure?
No, it's the energy field. It's an energy field off your hands. It's awesome.
It
makes your foot feel better right away, doesn't
it?
Yeah. Yes. A tennis ball. Oh. Get you a little super ball. The little hard rubber super balls. That works the best of anything I know for just rubbing your foot, like for reflexology. Yes. Golf ball's too hard. It's too hard. Yeah. I don't like the golf ball just because it almost has a tendency to bruise because it's so hard. The other thing is some of those spots, like I used on him for the parathyroids, that spot is small enough and it's in behind the bone there around the toe enough, you'll never reach it with the golf ball. It's just big enough that it won't reach there. The little super ball will get in there and work that spot for you. I usually tell people, don't do it for more than like a minute or a minute and a half. Usually it's plenty. You know, I would rather you worked it for a minute or a minute and a half and then came back and did it later on in the day or tomorrow.
So what you're doing is opening glands.
You're opening those glands. And you're, along with that, Janet, you probably studied some zone therapy things and channels. Okay. You're familiar with like zone therapy and like shiatsu with all the zones and channels and everything that go through. As you're doing that, you open those channels. And it's an energy exchange there. As you're working on those spots, it sends a little energy response clear up through the body. Some of those are pretty zig and zaggy, but they get there. Okay? How many of you are familiar enough with the energy field stuff to feel even remotely comfortable with it? Not? A little bit? Completely, yeah. I work with people that are, it's pretty easy, and others it's like, I don't understand any of this. It doesn't make any sense. How do you ever get there? Let me make it real easy for you. When we get into that, okay? I will tell you that neuropathy thing, the hands on the bottom of the feet, I should ask for a volunteer to do that. Somebody want to volunteer? You don't have to have neuropathy. You just want to experience what it feels like to have that energy go clear through you. Come here, Marty. Let's lay you down up here. We're going to lay you down on your back with your shoes off. Bare feet. Now, when you do this, guys, make sure your hands are nice and dry, because you won't get any energy to go through if your hands are damp. Those of you that were talking about sleep pattern problems and different things, you need me to tip that up a little bit more for you, Marty? See if that lay right there. Is that, that's still not very good, is it? That's up as high as I can go there, Marty. That kind of work? Yeah, slide up just a little bit. Is that a little more comfortable there? Yeah. Okay. So what you're going to do is you're actually going to use just the palms of your hands, and you're going to put them right on the bottom of his feet, just like that. And you're just going to hold it. I'm not using a lot of pressure, am I, Marty? Just holding. Absolutely. There are certain ways of doing that. That's what Christ taught his disciples. And we lost all that. Yeah, it does. Yeah. We should do a fun experiment here. Because as soon as Marty can say that he feels a little bit of that energy coming up through him, he should start feeling it here. Already went. We already broke up his negative sleep patterns, didn't we? Okay. Now, one of you, I don't care who, come up behind me and put your hands on my shoulders. Just come up behind me and just lay your hands on my shoulders. And immediately we already doubled the energy going into him. I mean, when she put her hands on my shoulders, I mean, it was just like, and I could feel it going right through my arms. How high up is it, Marty?
It feels like my heart's beating in my head.
Yeah. In other words, we've got it clear to his head.
That increased the blood flow.
Absolutely. We can increase the blood flow in the body by up to 400%. Yes. It opens the blood vessels. It does. That energy field makes your body twitch. Nope. It's that energy field. I can feel it clear down here in these feet. It's just like going la 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 la. Now, if I take that away, it just leaves you feeling really... the only way I know how to describe it is it leaves you feeling peaceful. Is the only way I know how to describe that. It's a relaxing. It's unbelievable.
It feels like something stopped.
Yeah, it just feels like, oh, come back again, doesn't it? It's unbelievable. That's something that all of you should do for each other occasionally. You know, husbands, wives, just put your hands on that person's feet. It brings an energy to their body that is unbelievable. I tell you what I usually do, Christy. I usually do it until they tell me, just like what Marty did, either they can feel it clear up in their head, or they'll say, boy, I just feel so relaxed. I don't know if I can get up again. One or the other. It's really interesting. That was really cool, because a lot of times you can feel that energy, you know, increase, but when she did that, it's the first time I've ever actually experienced it to where you could actually feel the energy just push right through your arms. And you will have that. Yes? That helps. It certainly does. You know, be positive. Hey, you don't want to, do you, Marty? Let me give you a hand there, my man.
Thank you.
You bet. And those are some things that you can do. Anybody can do that. Positive emotions. You know. If nothing else, do it in the name of Christ. Let him move through you. That sleep pattern is all part of that energy thing. Many times the energy patterns of our bodies get out of alignment. Janet, do you use the Valor for that? Okay. get with Janet Valor, V-A-L-O-U-R, Valor, tincture, or the essential oil. Put 7 to 9 drops of that in your hand. Rub your hands together, both hands together. Have the person lying down on the table, face up like Marty was. And then cross your hands and hold the bottom of their feet. And it will realign their energies all the way through. Because you're going right to right, left to left.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. The Valor really works amazing.
Because the current has...
What's that?
The current has the flow.
Yes. You're making a complete circuit. Yeah. Yes. Little babies. Even little babies that don't sleep well at night. I usually use 5 to 7. You know, it doesn't matter for sure, but just enough to really get a pretty good amount there on your hands. Rub your hands together to increase that energy field and then cross your hands and hold it there. And that is a realignment of your energies. Okay? Works super, super well. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the other thing that you will notice is 1 foot, as you're holding that, 1 foot feels different than the other. I can't, how do I explain that? Can't say colder, can't say warmer. It just doesn't feel the same. It's off. Okay? And you'll feel it begin to tingle in your hand as you're holding them. You'll feel that begin to tingle, and then it will gradually change until the tingling and everything is even on both sides. You know, it's hard for me to tell you exactly what you're going to feel because different people feel things differently. You know, sometimes it's tingling, sometimes it's just warm, sometimes it's just, like I said, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't, and then you'll feel it balance, and it just like, wow. I would probably do it a couple times a week.
Okay, but evening.
And I've seen times when people have come in and I've worked on them and done that to them, and they'd go home and they'd say, for a week I slept like a rock when I'd go to bed. You know. A little tough, isn't it? A little tough. That's probably one of those things where, you know, any time that you can find to work it in to do it, I would do it. Most of us, our body energies get knocked out of alignment through electrical fields and different things that we work with, chemicals that we work with and different things. We get knocked out of alignment on a pretty regular basis. Now, there's ways of checking that. I check it using a pendulum. And a lot of people think a pendulum is a bad, bad thing. But actually, it is just simply God being able to speak through your pituitary gland to give you knowledge that you didn't have before. And you can just go right down the spine and find exactly where that's out of alignment. That takes quite a little bit of training to do that. I'm not going to try to teach you that today because your mind would start doing funny things on us. Yes. New Age is so far off the track, they have no idea how far off the track they are. They have totally given themselves over to Satan and all of his embassies. And how do you keep that straight? You know, that's what Ronnie said to me. He says, how do you keep that straight? Well, I'll tell you how you keep it straight. Didn't Christ tell us to keep him first? Okay? You keep Christ first, and I will guarantee you that he will let you know, don't get into that. Right? Won't he? Yeah. And there's times when there's things that, you know, they might be useful. I have many things that I could do, I don't do just because somebody else might be led astray by what I would do. Okay? My mom used to make a statement when we were growing up as kids, you know, being in a minister's home, She said, if you do it, she says, somebody else is going to be watching you and they're going to go just a little bit farther than you go and they're going to get in trouble. And I tried to learn my lesson well, Marty. I tried. You know, so there's a lot of things. Don't, if you feel a little bit, that doesn't feel good to me, don't do it. There's another way to do it and do it right. Okay? I have people that will not use, like Bobby did, the rose quartz or something like that, because they have feelings that is all, yeah. Well, I can do the same thing with plants, the herbs that God has given us. Now remember, God said he gave us the herbs for food, didn't he? All these herbs have I given you for food. The fruits and different things, I've given them to you for food. And the tree of life, the leaves are for the healing of the nations. Right? How many of you got that? It's almost too big a chunk to swallow, isn't it? Many of the trees that are all around us actually would heal us as a nation, because the thought process is all wrong in our nation. How many of you agree with that? I mean, I look on and I say, who dreamed that up? Anybody in their right mind would know better than that. They're not thinking right. They're not thinking with God. And if you don't think with Christ and the Holy Spirit, your thought process is going to get all tangled up with Satan. And with that, then comes all the delusion that comes along with it. Why do you think we have artificial drugs out there that cause more problems than they ever fixed? And when you use the herbs, the safety is built right, the safety factor is built right into the herb that you take. Had a very interesting thing with a herbologist years and years ago. This doctor was talking about, he says, boy, these drugs are, this is the answer. And this herbologist said to him, he says, all right, he says, you take your drug. And he says, I'll take my herb. And the doctor says, all right, at what volume and what drug and what herb? And he picked lobelia, which the doctor was totally against lobelia because he says, it's a nervine and it just causes all these problems and everything. And this herbologist says, okay, what drug are you going to take? And the doctor picked a drug that is relatively safe. And he says, all right. He says, I will take milligram per milligram. Whatever you take of your drug, I will take the exact same amount of the lobelia. When they got to 500 milligrams, the doctor says, I can't take any more because it'll kill me. And the herbologist says, if I take another 500 milligrams of lobelia, the most it will do is to cause me to throw up. The doctor shook his head and walked away. You know, we have herbs that are so good, so powerful to do things. The joint pain. We can use some energy fields for that. How many of you have heard of good old turmeric, the spice? You know what they actually tell us now? That it's 15 times stronger than prednisone, but has no side effects. Wow. Why not? Why wouldn't you do that? And you can take 10 of those capsules of turmeric a day and it doesn't hurt you at all. And I'll guarantee you 10 of them will take arthritis pain out the door. totally. Yeah. No. I usually take two a day. From the time I was about this tall, I had arthritis in my elbows and in my wrists and in my hands. And people ask me, how in the world do you do reflexology day after day after day after day? How do you do that? Turmeric. My hands and wrists and elbows virtually never hurt me. If I do without the turmeric, they do. Yes.
Are you saying that it's never too late?
It's never too late.
To start.
Absolutely. Only time it's too late is if you're in the box. And I'm here today because of a lady who was really, really close to being in that box. Had a guy ask me to come and do reflexology on his wife. I don't know if I shared that story with you last time or not. Anyway, I said I couldn't do it that evening, but I could the next evening. Had I known how bad a shape she was in, I would have refused. She hadn't been able to sleep for 4 days. She hadn't been able to eat food for 3 days. She hadn't been able to drink water for 2 days. She couldn't stay in any one position for more than 10 or 15 minutes at a time. When I got there, her mouth was just a mass of sores. If I'd have known that, I'd have probably said, you know, take her to the hospital. But I promised the guy I would do it. I worked on the lady, and when I finished working on her, she said to her husband, I'm kind of tired. Would you help me to bed? And so he and I helped her to the bedroom, put her in bed. The next morning, I went ahead and worked on him and his son, and he's one of his daughters and several one of the family members after she'd gone to bed. The next morning when I got to work, he was sitting there in his car. When I got out of the pickup, he was coming toward me like this. And he said, I should take you out and shoot you. And I said, for what? I thought maybe his wife had died in the night. You know, I didn't know. He said, I'm serious. He said, I should take you out and shoot you. He said, that what you did, you know. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Finally, the only way I could get him calmed down, I said, if you're going to take me out and shoot me, I want to know what you're shooting me for. It's the only way I could get him calmed down. And here was what his exact words. You knew all the time that you could help my wife that much, and you didn't do it. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Don't go down that road. Because we never know how much the body's going to respond. I said, just tell me what happened. Well, he said, we put my wife to bed. Yeah. She slept for 6 hours straight. And she woke up this morning and was able to eat breakfast. For the first time in 5 days? 4 days? We were actually able to help that lady to the point where she was able to drive the car again. She went to her grandson's football games. She was getting along really well. She had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay? And actually a form of cancer. She is going full speed ahead and ran into a brick wall, and in 2 weeks she fell off that edge and died. Okay? But she had lived for 18 months, really good life for 18 months. He came to me after she had passed away. They actually had me hold her funeral service and everything. Afterwards, he came to me and he says, Morris, for all you did for our family and everything, he said, if you'll go take the classes to have the certificate to say that you can do reflexology, he said, I will pay for those classes as a memorial to my wife. So I went and did it. Well, I worked on her twice a week for quite a little period of time there. You know, people say, will it work miracles? trust me. I've seen things happen, you know, like I said, probably another 48 hours and she'd have been gone. You know. So, yeah. You say, what about me? Am I too far gone? Well, are you in the box? Have they closed the lid yet? If they haven't closed the lid, you're still good. Let's take a quick break and then let's come back and let's talk about some of the other things. Might need a glass of water. Yes. I'll try. How about that? Oh.